President Trump has strong support from white evangelical voters who like his policies that restrict access to abortion, and not just in the United States. The Trump administration has put in place anti-abortion rules that now affect some $12 billion a year in global health aid around the world. And as Sarah Varney reports, that comes with consequences for women's health, including access to contraception.
For nearly five decades, U.S. foreign aid money hasn't paid for abortions in other countries, no matter who is in the White House. And since Ronald Reagan, Republican presidents have barred foreign aid organizations from using U.S. global health funds to counsel women about abortion or refer them to a safe abortion provider. The Trump administration followed that precedent and added even more rules. Here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a longtime evangelical, talking recently to the Florida Family Policy Council.
Our administration has drawn on our first principles to defend life in our foreign policy like no administration in all of history. Look no further than our unprecedented defense of the unborn abroad.
What the Trump administration did was vastly expand the anti-abortion restrictions to nearly every facet of global health, to groups that work on HIV, malaria, tuberculosis, and water sanitation. And that's not all. Any group that takes U.S. global health dollars is also forbidden from accepting money from anyone else if that money is going to pay for abortion counseling or referrals. Jeannie Mancini is president of the March for Life Education and Defense Fund. She says she's glad President Trump is advancing anti-abortion goals worldwide.
Someone in Africa or Scandinavia doesn't have any less human dignity than a person in the United States.
But researchers from Johns Hopkins and AMFAR, the Foundation for AIDS Research, found the policy has interrupted access to contraception, pregnancy counseling, and HIV testing. Providers have been forced, they say, to choose between the largesse of U.S. funding and mentioning abortion at all. AMFAR's Jennifer Sherwood surveyed 280 healthcare providers in dozens of countries to see how the Trump policies affected their work. She says, unlike the U.S., in Africa, it's young women who face the highest risk of HIV, and many clinics had combined HIV testing and treatment with family planning services. But fearing they would run afoul of the Trump policy and forfeit funding, clinics have curtailed family planning for patients.
A lot of the times they want contraception. That's what's on their mind. And HIV is sort of the secondary thing that we can tack on to that visit and serve all their needs at once.
In Madagascar, abortion is illegal with no exceptions. And yet the Trump policy has still had an impact on reproductive health. The largest provider of contraception in Madagascar refused to comply with the Trump policy and turned down U.S. money. Its staff feared they could no longer offer unfettered medical care to women. Mom Razafi Mahatra is a researcher at the National Public Health Institute in Madagascar. He says that's led to shortages of contraception in a poor country where travel to nearby towns is difficult.
The women asked us, what is the cause of this rupture? It's then that we tried to explain to them the reason, and they say, but that regulation is for abortion, so we don't understand why we are also penalized.
The future of this policy hinges on the upcoming presidential election. Opponents call the policy the global gag rule, and former Vice President Joe Biden has said he would rescind it on his first day in office. For NPR and Kaiser Health News, I'm Sarah Varney.